As the last snows melted in the spring of 1861, sugaring season was just getting underway in the Northwoods for Ojibwa tribes. Along the South Fork of the Flambeau River, just east of present-day Park Falls, a young Ojibwa man of the Lac des Flambeaux band made a discovery that would ripple through history. His name was Agamawegazig, later known as Chief Sky. While traveling with his father and a hunting party, he spotted a bald eagle nest high in a white pine tree along the south bank of the river. Determined to take an eaglet as a pet, he tried climbing the towering tree. But after repeated failures and relentless attacks from the parents, he made a bold decision. He would cut the tree down. After hours of chopping with a trade axe, the pine tree came crashing to the ground. One eaglet didn't survive the fall, but the other did. Sky took the young eagle back to his village. Weeks later, while traveling downriver to trade, he stopped near Jim Falls and traded the eagle to a local settler, Margaret McCann, for a bushel of corn. But the eaglet wasn't exactly suited for life as a pioneer pet. Margaret's husband, Daniel, took it to Chippewa Falls, hoping to donate it to a local militia company. They declined. But another group, an Eau Claire unit, preparing for Civil War service, saw something special. They pooled together $2.50 and purchased the eagle, with a local businessman adding a gold coin to seal the deal. The bird was then presented to Company C of the 8th Wisconsin Volunteer Infantry. On their way to Camp Randall in Madison, the soldiers officially adopted the eagle as their mascot. They named him Old Abe, in honor of President Abraham Lincoln. One soldier, James McGinnis, volunteered to care for him, and a special perch was built, mounted on a pole, with the eagle tethered by a long cord. And remarkably, Old Abe went to war. The 8th Wisconsin carried him into more than 30 battles and skirmishes. Amid gunfire and chaos, Old Abe would spread his wings and let out piercing cries. He became a living symbol of the regiment. During one battle, a bullet severed his tether, and the eagle soared above the battlefield, even drifting over Confederate lines, capturing the imagination of soldiers and newspapers alike. Generals like Ulysses S. Grant and William Tecumseh Sherman reportedly tipped their hats when they passed the famous war eagle. Now, stories would grow over time. Some claimed Old Abe carried messages or attacked enemy soldiers, but his true role was something just as powerful. He lifted spirits. He gave soldiers something to rally around in the darkest moments of the war. After 3 years on the front lines, Old Abe returned to Wisconsin in June of 1864. He was welcomed home as a hero. The state claimed him as a war relic and built a special aviary for him at the Capitol in Madison. In the years that followed, Old Abe became a national celebrity, appearing at events across the country. But his story would take a tragic turn. In 1881, a fire broke out near his quarters in the Capitol. Though he survived the flames, smoke damaged his lungs. Not long after, Old Abe died in the arms of his caretaker at around 20 years old. His remains were preserved and displayed in the Capitol, until another fire in 1904 destroyed the building, and with it, Old Abe himself. Today, replicas stand in his place, one in the Capitol and another at the Wisconsin Veterans Museum. His legacy lives far beyond Wisconsin, inspiring the Screaming Eagles of the 101st Airborne Division, and his image appears in schools, monuments, and memorials across the country. You can still find statues of Old Abe in places like Camp Randall, Vicksburg, Jim Falls, and near his birthplace along the Flambeau River in Park Falls. As for Chief Sky, the man who first took the eaglet from that towering white pine, he later shared his story in the early 1900s and lived out his life in the Northwoods near Hazelhurst. From a quiet stretch of river in northern Wisconsin to the battlefields of the Civil War, Old Abe's journey is one of the most remarkable in American history. More than a mascot, more than a symbol, Old Abe became a living reminder of courage, resilience, and the role Wisconsin played in shaping the nation. And it all started right here in the Northwoods of Wisconsin, along the banks of the Flambeau River. I'm Cary Bladorn, and you're listening to A Northwoods Moment in History on WXPR.